I'm Diane Roberts. Israel has launched an airstrike into Syria, killing a soldier and injuring several others. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Mr. Speaker, in the last few...
Israeli military said it attacked targets near Damascus shortly after an anti-aircraft missile was fired from the Arab country into northern Israel. Israel said the Syrian rocket exploded in the air and was not intercepted by Israeli air defenses, but it activated warning sirens in northern Israel. There were no reports of injuries or damage in Israel. In a rare statement acknowledging attacks inside Syria, the Israeli army said it struck Syrian facilities used in targeting Israeli aircraft, including a radar and anti-aircraft batteries. I'm Karen Chemas.
Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Secretary of State Antony Blinken and key allies are, quote, voting with their feet, end quote, by flying to Australia to focus on challenges in the Indo-Pacific region. Blinken landed in the Australian city of Melbourne Wednesday ahead of a meeting with Payne, as well as their Indian and Japanese counterparts who form the so-called Quad. It will be the fourth such ministerial-level meeting of a bloc of Indo-Pacific democracies created to counter China. The visit comes as tensions between Washington and Moscow continue to escalate over Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him that Moscow would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. Macron also said it would take time to find a diplomatic solution to the rising tensions. His remarks on a visit to Kiev came after the Kremlin denied reports that he and Putin struck a deal during marathon talks Monday. And UK troops have joined NATO allies for military exercises in Estonia amid heightened tensions between Ukraine and Russia. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was quizzed earlier Wednesday by lawmakers about a photo published by the Daily Mirror newspaper showing him at a Christmas party during December 2020 when restrictions on gatherings were in place. This as it relates to an investigation by civil servant Sue Gray into parties held at number 10 Downing Street.
Mr. Speaker, in the last few minutes, a photo has emerged of the Prime Minister in Downing Street on the 15th of December 2020, surrounded by alcohol, food, and people wearing tinsel. It looks a lot like one of the Christmas parties he told us never happened. But in what he has just said, I'm afraid he is completely in error.
Lawmakers contend this is a new party not being investigated, while the Prime Minister said the event has been submitted for investigation. Students from all across India extended their support Wednesday to Muslim women students in southern Karnataka state who have been barred from entering the college if they wear a hijab. Students took to the streets holding placards and banners and raised slogans against the government. In the Karnataka state's Mandi town, a Muslim woman student became an internet sensation Tuesday as she was seen chanting an Islamic phrase to counter a crowd of students shouting Hindu slogans while supporting the government's decision on the hijab ban. Japan's prime minister announced plans Wednesday to extend COVID-19 restrictions in Tokyo and 12 other areas for 3 more weeks as cases of the Omicron variant remain high. Fumio Kishida said he planned to hold a virus task force meeting Thursday and would be, quote, careful about the risk of hindering the maintenance of social economic activities, end quote. The rollout of booster vaccines has also been criticized as too slow, with only about 7.2% of Japan's population fully vaccinated with these shots. The foreign ministers of Australia and Lithuania have agreed to step up cooperation on strategic challenges, in particular pressures from China. Lithuania's foreign minister and his Australian counterpart met Wednesday at Parliament House. Lithuania drew Beijing's ire after agreeing that Taiwan's office in Vilnius would bear the name Taiwan instead of Chinese Taipei. The U.S. Justice Department announced Tuesday its largest ever financial seizure, more than $3.6 billion, and the arrest of a New York couple accused of conspiring to launder billions of dollars in cryptocurrency stolen from the 2016 hack of a virtual currency exchange. Federal law enforcement officials said the recovered sum was linked to the hack of Bitfinex, a virtual currency exchange. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Right now, BOA1.